Show with Luke Brendam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.
Welcome to the jungle.
Hey-o, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Coming up on the show this afternoon, we'll arc up your calls for Wednesday Whinge. Got a major show announcement for you. Also, being ripped off around the place. If you're trying to fly back from Melbourne here to the Gold Coast at the moment, don't expect a cheap airfare. Ridiculous how much they're charging us. Annie Puller joins us to let us know where the smoke haze across the city is emanating from, and also a bit of a car update for you. Got back some of my gear after my Ford Ranger got flogged last week. You can hear that and a whole heap more. If you listen to this, it's the catch-up, and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We've got a show announcement for you, a big show announcement, and it is to do with 2020. Look, it's been a really tough year for a lot of us. A lot of Gold Coasters have had a hard time of 2020. It's thrown a few curveballs at us, and one got thrown our direction, probably a month ago or so. Producer Jeremy and I got dragged into a meeting and told the news that our show and I will not be returning here to Triple M in 2021. And I was very sad and am very sad at the news, because I want to share with you guys how much I love doing this show. I really do. Being a part of the Gold Coast community the way I have been over the last 17 years here on Gold Coast Radio, whether it was at the start with the breakfast show at Hot Tomato, the drive show at Hot Tomato with Mel, or here for the last 4 years, is something I consider a massive privilege, and it has been an absolute dream come true. Doing radio in my hometown is all I've ever wanted, and I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it, and I'm going to miss you guys greatly, not being a part of it in 2021. But I want to thank some people. I really want to thank everyone here, predominantly at Triple M, who gave me the opportunity. I've loved it, absolutely loved it. I love being around radio people, and I just dig the industry. I dig radio, always have, and I always will. And thank you so much for the last 4 years, and for the great opportunity. This has never happened to me before, which is somewhat surprising, considering I have an extremely loud mouth, and I'm a big loud mouth, and I get into trouble consistently. But somehow I've avoided the arrow, but not this time around. And there's obviously a lot of questions that people are asking me, because this is broken onto the Gold Coast Bulletin website this afternoon, albeit with a photo of my brother. They put up the article about this, and I had a photo of my identical twin brother. Ashley must have been, he must have been shitting himself, I'll be honest with you. He'd be going, what the hell? But no, it's not my brother, it's myself. And they, and the story is unfortunately true. But a lot of people wondering who is replacing us next year. And the bottom line is, don't know. Even if I did know, it's not my place to share, and I certainly wouldn't. There'll be an announcement from the guys whenever they're ready to make it, but you can rest assured that whoever is on the airwaves at this time of the afternoon next year, it'll be kick-ass, because that's what this radio station is. It's a kick-ass radio station, and I'm sure it'll continue to be in 2021. Thanks to everyone that's worked with me. I've loved doing the show with Dobbo and Margot. It was that was just some unbelievable times. Really dug doing the show with Cherie as well. Since she left and I've been doing the show by myself, it was at first really difficult to get used to. Just sitting in here by myself felt a little bit weird, but I've learnt to have you guys join me as my co-hosts, and you guys have been absolutely fantastic. I've loved doing the show just with you. Albeit I do miss the camaraderie of being a part of a radio ensemble, but you know, I'm super proud of what we've been able to put together over the last 4 years and over the last few months while we've been doing it just with my voice. And I want to say that I will still be a part of the Gold Coast community. I'm going to still be in your living rooms every night via Channel 9, which I love doing. Just not going to be in your car speakers driving you home for 2021. We will be on air up until next Friday. That's going to be our last show, December 11. And they actually, they've been fantastic here at Triple M. They said, look, guys, I know it's going to be really tough to continue on knowing that you're not going to be here next year. If you want to go early, we fully understand. And I didn't wait or hesitate a moment. I said, no way, bugger that, mate. I love doing radio. I love being on Gold Coast Radio, and I am going to do it for as long as I possibly can. And that is until next Friday, and we're going to have as much fun as we possibly can up until that date. As for me for 2021, the answer is I don't really know yet, but look, a lot of us have gone through this. A lot of Gold Coasters have had to experience this, and my advice to you guys that are going through it too, because I know a lot of people have done it pretty tough this year, is look at it as an exciting opportunity. You don't know what's going to happen. When one door closes, sometimes a few others open. And, I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds. All I do know is I will never lose my love of radio and my desire to share time with you guys. I love being a part of the community. I hope to be back somehow, someday, some way, and no doubt will be. But for the moment, next Friday is our final show. Let's have as much fun as we possibly can up until that date.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday Whinge.
Okay, you know how this works. We open the phones up for you to get anything, big or small, off your chest. Our number, 132710. What's in it for you? Well, it feels good to get it out. But also, we've got a $100 voucher to give away to Arnie's. They're reopened at Sanctuary Cove. Absolutely beautiful. Great restaurant. And if you haven't been there, you're missing out. $100 voucher for whoever has got the most legitimate whinge for us. It could be about your next door neighbour, your boss, whatever. 132710. Hit the phones, guys. We'll take your calls next. I'm going to have a whinge about TV spoilers, because I've been watching this show called The Undoing over the last 6 weeks. It comes out every Monday night on Foxtel. It stars Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman, and quite frankly, it might be the best TV I've seen this year, but the culmination, it's a big whodunit. It's a murder mystery. And it on Monday night, they revealed exactly what I'd invested 6 weeks of my life to find out. They revealed who did it. Now, don't worry, no spoilers coming from me. However, because some people were able to watch it first thing on Monday, these imbeciles jumped online and started putting it, oh, I can't believe such and such did it. And completely spoilt it for me. And I had to dead set, because I didn't want to spoil it for my fiance, Lauren. We've been watching it together. I had to pretend I didn't know what had happened, but somebody put it all over social media. In fact, two people in my friendship group had put it out on their Facebook going, oh, I can't believe on The Undoing it was such and such. And
You're idiots.
You are. The same thing happened for me on Breaking Bad. People would watch it first and then put it up on their social media and ruin it for you. You people are idiots. It's passive aggressive beyond belief. And I was furious. I mean, I'm a little... Yeah, but it's annoying. And we get it sometimes with like MasterChef and stuff like that when it airs down south first. And because of daylight savings, we don't get it for an hour later. My sister invested the whole season watching MasterChef, and then someone put it on social media. Oh, George wins. And she was furious. And then that's what this was like for me. I was ropeable. Ropeable. Shame on you. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my whinge. What's yours?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Adam's first cab off the rank today. Go ahead, Adam. What did you want to whinge about, mate?
Oh, I just wanted to have a bit of a bellyache about that news piece they put out saying that they're going to do a snitching hotline for bad drivers.
Oh, you don't like the idea? I haven't heard about it, to be honest with you, but I don't know. Well, so, in other words, if you're breaking the law, people can ring up and dob on you? Is that the go?
Well, even just for bad driving.
Oh, for... But yeah. What's your problem with it?
I'm not opposed to the principle of it. People should be encouraging each other to, you know, drive better and be a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
But turning it into a giant snitching fest is a friggin' terrible idea.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where I stand on that. I haven't heard about it, but I can see some merit in it. If some jobber cuts you off or is acting like a lunatic, you can dob him in. But I just wonder what the cops are going to do with that info, because it's just your word against someone else. Unless you've got evidence of it, they're probably not going to be able to do much with it. But, hey, good on you, Adam. Thanks very much. Let's go to Pete from Wurongeri. Go ahead, Pete. What did you want to whinge about, mate?
Mate, I want to whinge about the people who sit in the middle lane on the highway and don't know the rules about the trucks can't go in the right hand lane.
Trucks can't go in the right hand lane?
Yeah. On the M1.
Right.
In a three lane bay, the trucks aren't allowed in the right hand lane since.
Oh, yes. That's true, yes.
So people are cruise along the middle lane, trucks are up their bum, and they think, why don't they go around me? And they don't move, and then the truckies get frustrated. And
you know what you should do, Pete, dob them in on this new hotline that I just heard about, mate. That's what I'd do if I were you. There's a new hotline, and you can dob people in, and I think it's a great idea. Let's go to Katie from Burley Heads. Go ahead, Katie, you're on the air. What did you want to whinge about?
Oh, hi. I would... about my neighbour.
Go ahead. Why?
We just had three boundary fences, old timber fences, pulled down, and we all agreed to go colour bond, all agreed with the price. And one of our neighbours decided, because we wouldn't turn the profile of the colour bond fence around, they weren't going to pay. Colour bond is identical.
I don't really understand, but I've been through something similar with a house I own, whereby we were putting a fence up and we were going 50-50. One of us were going to get a really pleasant thing to look at, because you get the face of the fence, and the other was going to get the backbone of the fence, and it was nowhere near as aesthetically pleasing. And I had to go 50-50 and get the raw end of the deal, and I felt like I was absolutely shafted. Is that kind of what you're talking about, Katie?
Colour bond's the same on both sides. Right. It's just reverse profile.
Right. Okay. All right.
Thanks, both sides. Everybody agreed on the colour and everything. Nobody up front said about what side. I was the one who organised it for all three neighbours. All agreed to pay. And then when they started it and they ripped down the old fence, she was yelling and screaming, saying she's not paying unless we turn it around.
Right. I see. I can. Yeah. Okay. All right. But, so does it look better from your end than from her end, though? Be honest.
It looks identical.
What's she doing
then? Reverse, but they'd already started.
She's a whinger. I'll tell you what, go and get her on side. What you need to do is take her to Arnie's Cafe at Sanctuary Cove. The two of you sit down there and have a few drinks and sort your problems out. We've got a $100 voucher for you, Katie. Something tells me you're not going to take your neighbour, but who gives a toss?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Woke up this morning, it was dead set like we were all out camping here on the Gold Coast. Thick smoke haze blanketed the city. And if you're wondering where it's coming from, it's all from up north. Fraser Island, greatest place on earth, is on fire at the moment. Annie Paul has been doing a great job for Nine News covering it. Been hanging out on a boat, lazing around, taking in the tranquil waters of Harvey Bay for the last few days. But she's joining us right now. G'day, Annie. How are you?
You sell it well, Luke. You sell it very well.
No, I got to say, I'm heartbroken. I do. I genuinely love Fraser Island. It's my favourite place on earth. And the photos that you've been sending back, the vision of this joint on fire is breaking my heart. It's really bad, right?
Yeah, Luke, it's actually devastating. I think until you see what is happening in person, you don't actually realise the scale of devastation that is unfolding here. Just standing even from the mainland in Riverheads, where those barges take off every day, taking tourists over, you know, you can see this smog billowing kilometres into the sky. It's shrouding the entire sky, and it's been burning for weeks now. Firefighters are doing their best job, but the conditions are so hard over there. We know that it's the world's largest sand island in the world. So if you can imagine, Luke, the island's like a sponge right now. It doesn't really matter how much water is being poured on the ground. Nothing really seems to retain. So we have seen that, you know, an aerial defence. We've seen those water bombers coming back and forth, dropping loads, but it's a watch and act situation, just because anything could happen with these winds, really.
And then those winds are going to change tomorrow. Here on the coast, we won't notice the smoke haze because we're going to southeasterly wind change move through later tonight. But how bad is it at Harvey Bay and those areas? It must be, like, if we're copping it, you know, we're 300-400 kilometres away, it must be, you know, it must be really bad where you are.
Luke, yesterday morning was particularly bad. We woke up quite early to do live crosses into the Today Show, and it was a really eerie feeling. You couldn't even see Fraser Island from the mainland, and today it's in perfect view. So the wind, everything is just so dependent on these winds, and that's what I'm starting to realise covering this story at the moment. And I guess that's the challenge for firefighters. The weather is fully out of their control, so they can deploy as many crews as they want. They can have this aerial attack in place, but really they're depending on Mother Nature, and we know she's very unpredictable at times.
Well, a lot of Gold Coasters will want to head up to Fraser Island, me included, over the Christmas break, but I think it's a wait and see sort of approach. We need a big bucket of rain to come down, but there's nothing in the forecast, and so it might be just a bit of wait and see. But at the moment, Annie, can you even get onto the island?
No, it's right. Like a fortress. So we haven't been able to go over this whole time we've been here. I've been here for 4 days. I've been on a boat half the time. I think I've seen more of the ocean than I actually have of Fraser Island. But it's a really sad situation for tourists. You know, as Queenslanders, we all love Fraser Island. It's our, you know, our pocket of paradise. And to see it burning is just absolutely devastating. And tourism operators over here, well, they're just on their knees at the moment. They've battled the pandemic, and now they're facing the threat of, you know, losing crucial tourism dollars at their peak Christmas season. So I guess the advice I'd say to people is monitor the situation, watch what's happening, and when this does start to ease, head over to Fraser and book a holiday.
Spend some bucks. Hey, good on you, Annie. Great report, and we'll see you tonight on Nine News. There she goes, Annie Puller.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I went over to the Southport Police Station last night after I finished doing the weather for Channel 9. And on the way, I stopped and bought a couple of cartons of beer for the boys that found all of my gear. So the big news for me was when my car got flogged last week, I had 2 Iron Man medals in the glove box and I desperately wanted them back. There was 2 things I really wanted. Was my Iron Man medals and then this dopey brown leather bag, which I've had my entire radio career. And I wanted it back. My mum actually bought me a new brown leather bag for my birthday last year, and I went, I don't want it, Mum, thank you. But she goes, well, that other bag you've got's horrible, it's a daggy old thing. And I went, yeah, but I've had it for 20 something years, it's done every radio show I've ever done with me, and I love it. And I love the battle scars that this bag has gone through, and things like that you lose when you get thieves come into your life, things that you can't replace. Anyway, the cops got both of them back for me, and I was just so happy. I went round there with a couple of cartons of beer to give to the guys, and then the bloke at the front counter there at the Southport Police Station, he's like, mate, I don't know if you can give that. I don't think police officers can accept gifts like that. I guess it might be looked upon as bribery. I'm like, mate, I'm buying a couple of beers for some good blokes. And anyway, I was able to give it to him, and I got my stuff back. And I got back, in amongst the stuff that they got for me, one thing that really infuriated me, and I went, there's no way I'll get these back. I had just purchased at Pack Fair not one, but 2 pairs of brand new Ray-Ban Sunnies. And they're not cheap, mate. They're a couple hundred bucks each. I bought one for me. I bought a pair for my daughter. And I've been wearing these $5 Chuck pair that came from Bali. That's what I've been wearing. How hilarious is this? I go, there's not Sunnies in there, are they? And the cops go, well, there's 2 pairs of Sunnies. We got 2 pairs of Sunnies back. And I went, oh, there was 3 in the car. The thieves took the $5 pair of fakies and left both the proper pairs. I was so lucky, mate.
You idiots!
You moron thieves, you took the cheapies. You took the fakes and you left the real stuff. You morons. And the other one was, I had a $429 voucher to BCF, which was sitting in my center console, and I rang BCF yesterday to say, can you please stop it? And they can't. They couldn't. They had no record of my... So I figured that the BCF voucher was gone. They left the BCF voucher as well. Mate, I feel like I've won Christmas.
Idiots!
It feels like Christmas to me. I got my Sunnies back. I got my $429 voucher for BCF. I got my brown bag and I got my Iron Man medals. And I want to thank our police officers. They've been absolutely fantastic. You guys are absolute champions. Enjoy your Coronas. You absolutely earned them.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.